There's a gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. The gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love.
Welcome to Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT, and this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and I'm here on the fourth Monday of each month to bring you an hour devoted to our culture's music. I plan to cover a lot of territory in terms of years and types of music. Mostly, I just don't think gay and lesbian music of the past should be forgotten. And I try to give a little information about the music and artists as I go. I also slip in songs from the present as well. I introduce this segment with the song Gay Spirit by Charlie Murphy from the 1979 album Walls to Roses. It's one of my favorite gay anthems, and here's just a little more of it.
There's a gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. The gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love. The gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. A gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love.
I'm going to start out tonight's show with something historical. It's an English duo named Leighton and Johnston singing their version of the Gershwin classic, The Man I Love.
I dream a little dream, and of course Prince Charming is the theme, but he, for me, although I realize as well as you, it is seldom that a dream comes true. To me it's clear that he'll appear. Someday he'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, I'll understand, and in a little while, he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I shall meet him someday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still, I'm sure to meet him one day. Maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Who would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man I love. Someday he'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. And when he comes my way, I'll do my best to make him stay. He'll look at me and smile, I'll understand, and in a little while, he'll take my hand. And though it seems absurd, I know we both won't say a word. Maybe I shall meet him someday, maybe Monday, maybe not. Still I'm sure to meet him one day, maybe Tuesday will be my good news day. He'll build a little home just meant for two, from which I'll never roam. Who would you? And so all else above, I'm waiting for the man.
Well, that sounded pretty gay to me. But that is only a gay song by hindsight. It's from 1928 and would not have been considered gay at the time. But these are males singing about a male. Here's the explanation. In the late 20s and early 30s, music publishers had a stranglehold on the rights to their catalogs. Singers could not change a word, period. So it was not uncommon for a man to seemingly sing a song to a man, or a woman to a woman. The public knew of the restrictions on singers and did not really pay attention to any gay connotations. But today, we do, which make these a lot of fun. That also explains my second example, by none other than Bing Crosby. I just love the title of this song. It's called Ain't No Sweet Man Worth a Salt of My Tears.
Like a leaf on a tree that's coming loose from the stem, shaking like a leaf on a tree, because I'm coming loose from my man. I'm like a weeping willow, weeping on my pillow. For years and years there ain't no sweet man that's worth the salt of my ba da da ba wa da ba ba do ba 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 da wa da. Down and down he dragged me like a fiend, he nagged me. For years and years there ain't no sweet man that's worth the salt of my ba-da-da-ba-da-da-da. Although I may be blue, still I'm through. I must tell him goodbye rather than have that man gonna lay me down and just die. So broken-hearted sisters, aggravated misters, lend me your ears, there ain't no sweet man that's worth the salt of my ba da da ba ba da ba da da ba da ba da da ba da da ba da ba da.
Once again, that was Leighton and Johnston singing The Man I Love, and Bing Crosby singing Ain't No Sweet Man Worth the Salt of My Tears, both from 1928. Since there will be so many obscurities heard on this show, I thought those of you on the internet would like to be able to see photos of the artists and recordings and view the playlist. So I've set up a special web page just for this show. It's at http://hometown.aol.com/QM Heritage, and I'll repeat this address in a few minutes. We're going to jump ahead now, about 50-60 years. First is a song called Mademoiselle by Lucy Blue Tremblay. She's a French-Canadian artist, and in this song, she is singing about the joy of being at a women's music festival. In the first verse, she mentions meeting someone in Chemical Free and walking on the land with my red armband. Chemical Free became known as the drug, alcohol, and tobacco-free sections of many festivals, and armbands were worn to identify that you were a festival participant. I've read that some women are so moved by the experience of a women's festival that they don't want to take off their armbands and wear them for weeks back in the real world. And if you want to read the definitive book on the subject, pick up Eden Built by Eves, The Culture of Women's Music Festivals by Bonnie J. Morris. I had the pleasure of interviewing her a few months ago, and she and the book are fascinating. I'm following Lucy Blue Tremblay with another festival-related song. It's by Alex Dobkin. In 1973, Dobkin recorded one of the earliest openly lesbian albums, Lavender Jane Loves Women. She is one of the pioneers of the women's music movement and is still active politically and musically. This song, called If It Wasn't for the Women, was recorded live at the 10th Michigan Women's Music Festival, and it's from the album Michigan Live 85.
Mademoiselle, mademoiselle, can't you see? Would you come home with me to Quebec City? The shooting stars have left us so free. On the night that we met up in Chemical Free, walking on the land with my red armband, smiling till my cheeks got so sore. I was alone till you held my hand. Don't wanna go home no more. Mademoiselle, mademoiselle, ma jolie, may I go home with you to California? This magic is more than I thought it could be. Oh, it's just so womanly. Sitting by the fire, we couldn't get much higher. I sang to you and you sang to me. It was oh so beautiful, you gave so easily. I want to see you again, mademoiselle, mademoiselle, mon ami. May I go play for you in Cincinnati? When I look in your eyes, love is all that I see. Oh, woman, you move me. We stood by the stage and the tears, they just started to flow. You took me in your arms and we let all the love overflow. Mademoiselle, mademoiselle, can't you see? Would you come home with me to Quebec City? This magic is more than I thought it could be. Oh, it's just so womanly.
If it wasn't for the women, women, we would not be living, living. We would not be joyful, singing, loving and beloved again. If it wasn't for the women, women, we would not be living, living. We would not be joyful, singing, loving and beloved wouldn't have health or strength or beauty. We wouldn't have a home. We wouldn't have food if it wasn't for the work of the women. If it wasn't for the women.
The Lucy Blue Tremblay song came from her self-titled 1986 album, and it also contains a version sung in French of this next song, but I'm playing the original. It's by another Canadian artist, Farron, and the song is one of her most well-known, Ain't Life a Brook. It's from her Testimony album from 1981. She's been putting out critically acclaimed work for over 20 years. I'm also playing a song from her latest CD, Inside Out, from last year. That CD is a very interesting one of all cover versions of well-known rock and roll songs. I want to read her message from the liner notes. This is a CD of cover tunes, but uncover tunes would be a more apt description, as they represent the radio times I grew up in. This is music that lifted or broke my young, not as yet known to be gay, heart as I carried my little transistor radio in its leather case atop my school books. I was recognized in the lyrics, moved by the music, and baffled by the feelings that seemed to turn me inside out. It is over 30 years later, and with the help of musician friends met over that time period, I am able to reclaim these songs, leaving gender intact, and have them finally be totally true for me. So here's Farron singing Ain't Life a Brook, and the cover tune I picked from her new CD, the Temptations song, My Girl.
Watch you reading a book. I get to thinking our love's a polished stone. You give me a long, drawn look. I know pretty soon you're gonna leave our home. And of course I might, especially when I'm thinking from my heart. But life don't clickety-clack down the street line track. It come together and it come apart. You say you hope I'm not the kind to make you feel obliged to go, taking through your time with a pain look in your eyes. You give me the furniture, we'll divide the photographs, go out to dinner one more time, have ourselves a bottle of wine and a couple of laughs. When first you left, I stayed so sad I wouldn't sleep. I know that love's a gift. I thought yours was mine and something that I could keep. Now I realize time is not the only compromise. A bird in the hand could be an all-night stand between a blazing fire and a pocket of skies. And so I hope I'm not the kind to make you feel obliged to go, taking through your time with a pain look in your eyes. I covered the furniture, I framed the photographs, went out to dinner one more time, had myself a bottle of wine and a couple of laughs. Just the other day, I got your letter in the mail. I'm happy for you, it's been so long. You've been wanting a cabin and a backwoods trail, and I think that's great. Me, I seem to find myself in school. It's all okay, I just wanna say I'm so relieved we didn't do it cruel. But ain't life a brook. Just when I get to feeling like a polished stone, I give me a long, drawn look. It's kind of a drag to find yourself alone, and sometimes a mind. Especially when I'm waiting on your heart, but life don't clickety-clack down a straight line track. It come together and it come apart. 'Cause I know you're not the kind to make me feel obliged to go taking through my time with a pain look in my eyes. I sold the furniture, I put away photographs, went out to dinner one last time, had myself a bottle of wine and a couple of laughs, but wasn't it fine?
Okay, as promised, here's that website address again for this show, http://hometown.aol.com/QMHeritage. This would be a good time to take a break and remind you that you're listening to Queer Music Heritage, a part of Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT Houston. Also, be sure to listen to KPFT every Saturday night at midnight for After Hours with Jimmy Carper. It's queer radio with attitude. My spotlight artist for tonight's show is Anita Bryant. No, that's not right. Now, before you start to wonder, I'm not playing songs by Anita Bryant, but songs about her. And I guess I need to give a short explanation for our younger listeners as to what the fuss was all about. Bryant was a runner-up from Oklahoma in the 1958 Miss America pageant, and as a singer had some mild chart success from around 1959 to 1961, with her big hit being Paper Roses, reaching number 5 in 1960. In the late 70s, she was used as the main promoter of Florida orange juice sales, appearing in countless TV commercials. Around 1977, she began her Save the Children campaign with the help of the Moral Majority. It was a hate-filled, anti-gay campaign. The gay community did not stand still for this, and I remember reading about protests at her rallies, one of which in Norfolk, Virginia, even brought her to tears. Strangely, her efforts backfired, as it proved to be a shot in the arm for the gay movement. I was living in Norfolk shortly after that time and belonged to a gay group, and I can remember the members crediting the rallying of the community to combat Anita as the impetus to found that group. That group went on to become the main gay focus of Norfolk, publishing a gay newspaper for over 20 years, providing the gay switchboard, and in general the main social and activist meeting place outside the bars. Anita lit that spark. And Norfolk was not an isolated example. The gay community nationwide started a boycott of Florida orange juice, which was successful, eventually leading to Anita losing that job. There were a number of songs recorded around that time that deal with Anita. They range a little in their approach. In the first one of the set, Charlie King sings, "Thank You, Anita, for Bringing Us Together." And then Rod McKuen encourages the boycott with, "Don't Drink the Orange Juice." And then a group called the Four Swallows sing that, "Lord Knows I Don't Need Anita."
Thank you, Anita. You couldn't have been sweeter. You brought us together like never before. Thanks to your mission, your newfound profession, it's now your and I thought I'd get by, but you and your causes pushed me from the closet. Now I lift up my head and I sing to the sky. Thank you, Anita, young, good love and sweeter. You brought us together like never before. Thanks to your mission, your newfound profession.
Just singing this I go to Florida a lot, because the weather's always hot. There's pretty girls and pretty boys, as many Jews as there are coys, as many blacks as there are whites, as many days as there are nights, as many straights as there are gays. Yes, they have fun in lots of ways. Ah, but
don't drink the orange juice, I beg you please. Don't drink the orange juice, I beg you please. Don't drink the orange juice, I beg you please.
It might lead to all kinds of bigotry. Miami Beach is pretty sand, as nice as lovely Samarkand. Cuban music is the top at all the discotheques and hops. There's Hetty sailing in the Keys, and all the sharks are out to sea. Yes, Florida's the place to be, but won't you take a tip from me? Oh,
don't drink the orange juice, don't drink the orange juice, don't drink the orange juice.
I believe to lots of kinds of bigotry. I beg you please,
don't drink the orange juice.
I beg you please,
don't drink the orange juice.
I beg you please, might lead to any type of insanity. I go to Florida a lot, because the weather's always hot. There's pretty girls and pretty boys, many Jews as there are goats, as many blacks as there are whites, as many days as there are nights, as many straights as there are gay. Yes, they have fun in lots of ways. Ah, but
don't drink the orange juice, don't drink the orange juice, don't drink the orange juice.
Might lead to all kinds of insanity.
Well, there's a righteous orange juice peddler who's been running at the mouth. She's put the squeeze on freedom in the northeast, west, and south. Well, she's put a hex on King Cassex and whips and chains and boots. And she don't like homosexuals, but she loves those citrus fruits.
Oh, sometimes I think I need a woman.
Sometimes I think I need a man.
Now she's using Garden Country to make everybody straight. Let's hope she turns the other cheek, cause we need a lesbian friend. Her logic has to backfire for what we want men.
Oh, sometimes I think I need a woman.
And sometimes I think I need a man.
Yeah.
sunshine I don't has really missed the point. So you'd better swear off orange juice before you blow this joint.
The Charlie King song was from his album Somebody's Story, and the Four Swallows song was released on a 45 out of Pittsburgh. The Rod McCune song was from a rare and a little strange disco album called Slide Easy In. The album was mainly disco songs and featured McCune's folky song in the middle of it. It came out on McCune's label, but his name does not appear on the cover at all, and inside only on some of the writing credits. You have to know what album he's on to find this song. I've got three more Anti-Anita tracks to play, and two of these will show that the sentiment reached outside of the U.S. First up is a 45 from Quebec by Paul Vincent called Gay Rock for Anita, and the third one is from Australia. Judy Small takes a very tongue-in-cheek approach with Festival of Light. The Moral Majority had a partner in Australia which had the campaign name Festival of Light. In between, I play a little of a comedy bit by Robin Tyler, where she thanks Anita. It's from her 1979 album, Always a Bridesmaid, Never a Groom.
Betty and Butch were lovers, going on their merry way. Along came the OJ Queen and sent them the other way.
To stop the gay rock hot, stop the gay rock hot, stop the gay rock hot. Stop, get up, boy.
Anita,
get up, boy.
Anita, let's
go. Get up, boy.
Anita,
get up, boy.
Anita.
Yeah.
Last summer I spoke at the Gay Liberation Parade in San Francisco. Now, I am not gay. I'm not. I'm a lesbian, but I'm festive. Come on, let's face it, guys. We are two different sets of cultures, right? We got to realize the differences. Gay Liberation Parade in San Francisco. 250,000 people marched in that parade. Now, a lot of folks said, hey, they're flaunting. Flaunting. Isn't that a funny word? When a heterosexual shows us a picture of their family, it's called sharing. When we show them a picture of our lovers, it's called flaunting. So I felt it was time to share. I stood on the platform, and I was actually able to see 100,000 people in front of me. And I thought about the woman who was responsible for my being there. No, not my mother. Anita Bryant. Anita Bryant. Anita Bryant, who is to Christianity what paint by numbers is to art.
Oh, I am a member of the Festival of Light, and I know what's wrong and I know what's right. Right is right, and you're going to be left if you don't agree with me. Mary Whitehouse is our guru, and we believe that we can cure you of every social sin and ill, from the swan to circular quay. So come on in and close your mind, you can leave it at the door behind you. Come on in, sit right down, we make the blind to see. With our hands upon the Bible, we commit all kinds of libel. So raise your hand up to your heart and repeat after me. Oh, I hate Reds and I hate women. Homosexuals are sinning, child molesters. And the Lord knows that it just ain't right. I stand for good, clean, wholesome family living. All my sins have been forgiven. I'm pure as snow as I docile dove. Of light. We follow the lead of moral giants, Freda Brown and Anita Bryant. The media's behind us, we're committed to our cause. Women's places in their houses, looking after kids and spouses, except for Anita, Mary and Freda, they go by different laws. So come on in and close your mind, you can leave it at the door behind you. Come on in, sit right down, we make the blind to see. With our hands upon the Bible, we commit all kinds of libel. So raise your hand up to your heart, repeat after me. Oh, I hate Reds and I hate women. Homosexuals are sin and child molesters. And the Lord knows that it just ain't right. I stand for good, clean, wholesome family living. All my sins have been. I'm pure as snow as I dose, I do with the Festival of Love.
That last song was by Judy Small. She has released over a dozen very good albums over the years. Festival of Light was from her 1980 album, A Natural Selection. I particularly recommend her latest album, Let the Rainbow Shine, and I know I'll be playing songs from it on future shows. Well, this show has been heavy on history, but now I want to play something brand new. Grant King is a modern-day gay folk singer. He released a very well-received CD in 1994 called Let Love Out, so I've been waiting eagerly for his next release. Well, it's finally here. In fact, it's not even officially released yet. I was very pleased that he sent me an advance pressing, and even more pleased when I heard it. I'm already prone to name it one of the best gay CDs of the year. The CD is called Bodies of Water, and from it, I'd like to share with you the songs Do You Believe and Scissors, Paper, Stone.
And waves break over me, and it gets tough to breathe. while thrashing through our whirlpool. What do I believe? I believe it's love, and I believe it's true. Do you believe? Do you believe it too? In my blood, love bubbles like a spring of sweet champagne. My flat past and its troubles are pouring down the drain. I believe it's love, and I believe it's true. Do you believe? Do you believe it too? As we dive from this cliff into love wild and swift, hope keeps us afloat as we let ourselves drift. So if you find we're floating, don't give us up for dead. Our hearts and eyes are open to the rapids up ahead. I believe it's love, and I believe it's true. Do you believe, darling? Say you do. Say you do. Do you step up, place your bets, pray for no regrets. Future's as bright as two cigarettes. You call the odds, is this really the end? Call a doctor, a priest, can't we at least? Scissors cut paper, paper wraps stone, stone breaks scissors, heart breaks bone. You know how it works, we men can be such jerks. Competition, fear, pride, and all the other quirks. Still I love 'em, even take some to bed, hoping one might become my wine and my bread. Scissors cut paper, paper wrapped stone, stone breaks scissors, heart breaks bone. What was I to you? Another fool to scam, a chance to test your moves or your plumbing. Damn, pack up our game. What's left to say? Go into the light. I love you. Good night. Go away. Scissors cut paper. Paper wraps up stone. Stone breaks scissors. Heart breaks bone. Scissors cut paper. Paper wraps stone. Stone breaks scissors.
That was Grant King with Do You Believe and Scissors, Paper, Stone. I want to thank you for listening to Queer Music Heritage. If you have questions or comments about any of the music on my show, including maybe where to track them down, I'd be glad to help. So please email me at qmheritage@aol.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT in Houston, and I'll be back on the fourth Monday of next month with another installment of Queer Music Heritage. For my last song, I can't resist playing one more track from the new CD by Grant King. Here is the title track, Bodies of Water.
Late night drive. These bodies of water, distant lights, racing the moon, haven't caught her. Here we are, laughing together in this big old car, traveling fast, where maybe that far off star. Bodies of water find a way to flow. All night driving love affair, where to, who knows? Bodies of water find a way to flow. Silver lights shining on a rainy highway. Purple clouds sink in a mist on the red. And now we fly, little girl light against the darkening sky. Muddy roads sneak between the fields of wet and dry. On our way to someplace new, here we go. Bodies of water find a way to flow. Fast as we can in a rainstorm, visibility zero. Bodies of water find a way to flow. Bodies of water find a way to flow in out.
a way to flow. Bodies of water, find a way to flow.
Bodies of water, find a way to flow.
Bodies of